This year, Kinship Radio is taking a journey, a discipleship journey, and we want to invite you to join us. Our ultimate goal, of course, is to become more like Christ. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps." In order to help us along the way, we've tapped Lifeway Research's Executive Director, Scott McConnell, to join us as we take our next steps to obey God and deny ourselves. Scott, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Please share some of your thoughts as to why spiritual transformation occurs as a result of saying no to deny ourselves with certain things that tempt us.
Jesus said that we can only have one master. Dallas Willard wrote, "A shift towards self-denial is needed to reorder the human self in subordination to God." Even though as a follower of Christ, I've chosen Jesus as my master and as my Lord, unfortunately, in different areas of my life, I jump back into trying to be the master in that area myself. And so by intentionally denying myself, I'm really acknowledging that Jesus is Lord of every area of my life. And so that's something I need to be engaged in on a regular basis.
So I started thinking about that, and I wondered how self-discipline differs from obeying God and denying self.
That's a really good question, because self-discipline is something that sounds really similar to things we talk about from Scripture. We talk about self-control and we talk about spiritual disciplines. But self-discipline, even if, as I look up a dictionary definition of it, it really puts an emphasis on personal responsibility in order to get some consistent behavior. And those sound like really good things. But the issue is with self-discipline is we rely on ourselves to accomplish it. When we talk about obeying God and denying ourselves, we're really talking, it's still a proactive thing. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter says that our minds should be ready for action. So our following Christ and our obedience still has to be a proactive thing that we're choosing to do, that we desire to do in our lives. But the proactiveness of it is being proactive in letting God, letting God work in us, letting God give us the power to be obedient. And so that's a really different perspective than the world's perspective, that it's all about my discipline and me doing it. It's kind of what we hear from self-discipline, whereas in Scripture, what we see is it's through him we are able to do this.
That's a really tricky distinction for us Americans, isn't it? It's that old adage, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps instead of relying on the power of God to work through us. If God has told us in his word then, Scott, to practice certain things or avoid certain people or behaviors, we know then that we're obeying God. But sometimes it's not that easy to discern what we should stay away from, at least as individuals. So how do I know if God is asking me to obey him and denying myself in a certain area that may not be as clear in the Scripture?
That's another great question. And some of this becomes an individual situation where something might be a sin for me and not a sin for you, whether it's something I eat or how I spend my time or how I spend my money. You know, if I've already eaten 4,000 calories today, then, you know, that may be sinful for me just because it's too much. Or if I spend my time in a certain way and that activity has become a god to me, then that's sinful for me, even though that activity may be fine for you. And spending my money on something could be sinful for me because I'm not being generous at all in my life. And so whereas that item may not be bad, but because I've got this pattern of no generosity, it's bad for me. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to God looks at our heart. And so on some of those issues where Scripture is not speaking into directly, we really have to ask, well, why do I want to do this? If our answer to the why question is I deserve it, or I want it, and it's all about me, then we're probably in a dangerous spot there. That's probably a place we need to deny ourselves. But if the pattern is it truly is neutral, or it is something that can honor Christ, then we definitely have freedom there. You know, one of the things with freedom that Scripture teaches is that we're not under the law. So we're not like one wrong choice, you know, away from, you know, being banished from Christendom. We really have to be honest with ourselves when we ask that why question. Because God's looking at our heart, and he knows the truth.
Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us and for allowing me to pick your brain this morning about the topic of obeying God and denying self. Scott is the executive director of Lifeway Research, and he and his team regularly measure the views of American churchgoers and Protestant pastors. And Scott, is there a website that you'd like to share for people to find out more about Lifeway Research?
Sure. Our research is available at lifewayresearch.com. And there's research articles there, as well as articles that just give some biblical guidance on how to live in our current context.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This has been fun.